You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We all know that e-scooters are an important safety topic for visually impaired people. During Freshers Week at the University of Sunderland, RNIB partnered with e-scooter operator Neuron for the Scoot Safe campaign. We're joined now by Cormac Quinn, Neuron's UK regional manager, to learn more about the campaign. What does the Scoot Safe campaign cover, and how did this collaboration between Neuron and RNIB come about?
I'm fortunate to be able to partner with RNIB the last 18 months or so since we launched in Newcastle and Sunderland. You know, the Scoot Safe events that we're having and the safety campaigns, they've really come out of our relationship with RNIB. We also sit on our disability advisory board that we set up, all of which kind of help us understand the different perspectives from different members of the community. And I think for e-scooters to be successful in cities, they very much need to be kind of cognizant of all members' needs within society. And particularly once they have visual impairments or mobility issues, it really helps us to get their perspective on how e-scooters can impact them positively and negatively, and therefore actually alter our operations.
You mentioned your disability advisory board. What brought about that being developed?
I think over the past 2 years since we've been in operation in the UK, it's really been just, I suppose initially we didn't really appreciate, and the industry as a whole, how e-scooters can impact all members of communities. And we were getting a lot of feedback about how certain operations, you know, were conducive to how people with visual impairments or mobility issues get around their cities. So for that reason, we thought it was best to actually start partnering up with third-party communities such as the RNIB or Thomas Pocklington Trust, just to make sure that we're doing everything we can, how we can make our operations safer. Safety is at the heart of everything that we do, from how we design the technology of our scooters and how we communicate with our users and educate them on what appropriate and safe riding might look like. We meet up, we hear what their concerns might be, and we suggest solutions that we're coming up with or that we have currently in operations, and therefore we can get their kind of feedback, we can make alterations to operations or technology, and from that we can all kind of work together on addressing and mitigating certain risks that might exist out there.
And what kind of risks are presented when people use e-scooters irresponsibly?
So some of the biggest concerns that we'd have feedback would be, say, bad parking, discarded scooters on pavements, toppled over, or they can park inconsiderately. People might have mobility issues. So previously, where scooters could be parked and left on any street, usually any location. Now we've set locations. They have to be within 2 meters from that location, and therefore can't be left at various points along the street. Also, other issues might be, riders not being cognizant of pedestrians where they're traveling. So our educational material, which we've got responsible parking looks like, what responsible riding looks like, reduce geofencing. So if a scooter goes up on a pavement, it can automatically shut off until the rider returns back onto the road.
And leading on from that, why did you choose to focus on university students for this campaign, and what did the Freshers Week campaign involve?
Yeah, so quite a large cohort of our users would be students, and particularly in Sunderland and Newcastle, which are quite big student cities. And I think particularly freshers could be the first time they've ever actually used e-scooters. And what we've noticed that in the past, through trends, at times they're not well informed of what responsible riding might look like. And therefore, the incidences of complaints go up, the incidence of bad riding can also increase. The last few weeks, what we've been doing is trying to start early with new cohort of freshers coming in, informing them of what proper riding might look like, and therefore try to reduce any potential risk in the future of bad riding. And what we've done with that is, one, I suppose, through our social media and our comms, that we put out material that reflects what good riding looks like. We've also been doing face-to-face sessions with them. So we had a test track lined up with their scooters, and we were able to get, say, first-time users, show them what responsible riding might look like in person.
And what can e-scooter drivers do to make sure they're driving safely?
That you're taking into account everyone's safety while you're on our scooters, for one thing. Where to park the scooter up, which is in the centre of the pavement, ensure there's enough space for everyone to get by. Just being aware of where you can't go on a scooter. Now, our technology does kick in, it tries to go up on pavements, but at the same time, it is being aware that the scooters at times are limited to certain streets, particularly limited to certain speed limits.
And it sounds like you've embraced some really innovative technology to try and ensure users are safer. What are your next steps to continue to help customers to ride responsibly?
I think the technology around e-scooters, I think the industry, it's really still in its infancy. It's only 4 or 5 years old. If you looked at it 5 years ago, the scooters then looked very different than they do now. The uptake of scooters globally in cities and the challenges that came with that for operators' perspective have really helped over time tweak what exactly works and what doesn't. And through that, the technology, the scooters, parking as well as then partnering up with the likes of the RNIB and the Thomas Pocklington Trust, get their inputs of how the technology improved and how operations could be improved. So I think moving forward, again, we'll continue to seek out these kind of partnerships, continually learn, they'll understand their challenges and the threats better than we ever will. And therefore, it's really coming at this with an open mind. getting their inputs and then, you know, making the alterations appropriately. Yeah, it's been a great relationship so far.
How can people find out more information about Neuron and the ScootSafe resources?
Go on our website, it's rideneuron.com. On that, you can also get links to all our social media channels where you can see the content that we introduced and partnered with Eon. I would also directly towards our app on all the app stores. Download the app, and again, you can see what our user education might look like, and again, how to ride responsibly and where your scooters might be located within your cities.
So head over to rideneuron.com and look on app stores for the Neuron app or some of those learning resources. Thank you so much, Cormac Quinn, the UK regional manager of the e-scooter operator Neuron, for speaking to us at RNIB Connect Radio.
Well, thank you for having me on.